I heard George Floyd saying, I can't breathe, please get off of me. I can't breathe. He cried for his mom. He was in pain.
That's Darnella Frazier, a witness who testified in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis on Tuesday. She was just 17 when she recorded the video viewed round the world of George Floyd being pinned to the ground by Chauvin during an arrest last May. The former police officer faces murder and manslaughter charges for kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. It's been an emotional first week of testimony playing out during Holy Week and ending on Good Friday, when Christians mark the crucifixion of Jesus. Prosecutors agreed before the trial that expert witnesses would not be allowed to compare Floyd's death to Christ's because, in the words of the court, such analogy is prejudicial. Yet for some, it's impossible not to see some parallels. Joining us now is Seth Martin. He's the lead pastor at the Brook Community Church in South Minneapolis. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Pastor Martin, we'll get to the parallels in a moment, but I want to start by just asking how you're doing this week. It's been a difficult trial to watch.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I have probably cried more this week about it than I have in, you know, at least the last few months. And my wife has been more emotional about George Floyd's murder as well as just the trial than I think we maybe initially even anticipated. And I have thought a lot about this trial and it taking place in beginning, I should say, during Holy Week. And so it's been a week of a lot of reflection and a lot of emotions and a lot of thinking.
So how are you thinking about the backdrop of Holy Week and ending on Good Friday? I mean, what are some of the parallels that you see between the death of George Floyd and the crucifixion of Jesus?
There are so many shadows of the cross in George Floyd's story. And I think the one that comes to mind immediately is Jesus also was killed by Roman government officials. Derek Chauvin, you know, represented the police department of Minneapolis. He was meant to be a servant of the city and of law, if you will, and he took George Floyd's life. I think one of the other parallels that is interesting is realizing that whereas Jesus died in a unjust way, so did George Floyd. And whereas as a faith leader and as a Christian, I believe Jesus did it for us and for the sins of the world. Jesus laid down his life. George Floyd's life was taken away from him. You know, even amongst the witnesses, it's a very interesting, as I listened to the testimonies this past week, and I can't help but think about the witnesses that were around the scene of Jesus's crucifixion. And then I think, you know, finally, and one of the most striking ones to me is thinking about the people who helped Jesus bear his cross. You know, I can't help but think about the dispatcher and the firefighter and those people who tried to help George to bear the weight, who tried to see George be alleviated from that weight and yet ultimately could not do so. And so the similarities between the crucifixion and George Floyd's death and now this trial, they're quite striking.
You know, I want to acknowledge something you said a little bit earlier, Pastor Martin, which is that there are some significant differences between the central characters here. And so I'm mindful that for Christians who believe Jesus was the Son of God, any comparison to him can quickly break down. But it sounds like you're not so much saying George Floyd is akin to Jesus Christ as saying the circumstances of their deaths share some important qualities that are worth talking about. And so I'm wondering how you're talking about those things with your congregation this week. And I also wonder whether you imagine those conversations are playing out differently in predominantly black churches versus predominantly white churches.
Amongst our congregation, we are being careful, of course, not to make George Floyd Jesus. It's important to see that while we are hoping for justice and hoping for a conviction, we still ultimately depend on God to vindicate George Floyd. We still ultimately depend upon God to hold Derek Chauvin accountable and those who also were responsible. One of the things I think I'm thinking about a lot, too, the past couple of days, as I watch Derek Chauvin, there's a hope in me for him that says that I hope he's like that soldier at the end of that crucifixion narrative, who after he realized what he had done, said, surely this must have been the Son of God. I believe a conviction should take place. That's my opinion. But more than that, I really do hope that he and those others who were responsible would experience repentance, and that they would see after that, after what they had done, they would say, surely, not that George Floyd was the son of God, but I pray that they would see him and say, surely this was a child of God, and we took his life. Perhaps some of the conversations are different in predominantly black congregations versus maybe predominantly white congregations. And I think some of the challenge is between seeing this through the lens of this was a person who broke the law, you know, allegedly, and therefore got what he deserved, and that was just an officer doing their job. I think you have some people who have that lens, and I think you have other people who look at it through the lens and say, no, this was a person, and no matter what you think about George, that is a child of God, and he was worthy of human dignity and being treated as such.
Seth Martin is the lead pastor of the Brook Community Church in South Minneapolis. Pastor Martin, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.